In his Institutes of the Christian Religion, John Calvin, the Geneva Reformer, made the observation that the mind of man was an idol factory. His point was simple. The first and great commandment, which calls us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, is a commandment that we violate every second of every day because our minds continually pervert the true image of God as He is defined in Holy Scripture. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World. This segment of Against the World is brought to you by Kent and Ann Thielen. They dedicate this segment to their son Murphy, his wife Alice, and their new grandson Stephen, who just returned from China. Welcome home, guys. And by the Puritan Hard Drive. If you like reading the Puritans and would love to have a simple and easy-to-use tool at your fingertips, then visit my friends at PuritanDownloads.com. Consider for a moment what you would do in the following scenario. You own a company, and you have numerous employees. One day, a man who works for you arrives 3 hours late. He then takes a 2.5-hour lunch break and leaves an hour early. He no longer fulfills the task you've assigned him to do, the ones defined in his job description, but begins working on other things which he deems easier and less strenuous. He takes vacations without asking and returns when he's good and ready. Fed up with all the back talk and disrespect and insubordination, you finally call him to your office to see just what's going on. You wait and wait, but he never arrives. So you track him down, finding him in the break room, talking revolution to your other employees. As you listen from behind the door, you hear him tell the rest of your workers that he has decided, all on his own, that he felt working for you was simply not rewarding enough. He tells his co-workers that he acknowledges that there is a boss, one who owns the company, but it's not you. For him, the boss is kinder and gentler and one who allows him to come late, leave early, take extra long breaks, vacations whenever he wants, and dip into petty cash without ever having to repay it. He tells them that for him, the boss is a kind, lovable little man who bears a striking resemblance to himself. In fact, he even refers to this person as the true owner of the company and not once mentions your name or your standards for the business. In fact, this rogue employee doesn't even acknowledge your existence. Now remember, this man never claims to be the boss himself. He does acknowledge that there is a boss greater than he, but as you and I know, his boss is a false boss. An image he created in his own mind and one after his own likeness. Well, what do you think you, as the owner of the company, would do? Of course, that's a no-brainer. You would fire him. You may have him arrested for stealing. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't write him a letter of recommendation when he applies for his next job. Now, beloved, this scenario takes place 1,000, maybe 1,000,000 times a day, billions of times a day, by folks who claim to be Christian. Instead of perverting the image of an earthly boss, they pervert the image of the true and living God. Perhaps the best example in recent history was the book The Shack by William P. Young. In this book, Young creates a God who suits the needs and reflects the worldview of the main character. The false God of Mr. Young bears little, if any, resemblance to the God of the Bible. Perverting the image of God, however, comes with this stern warning. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. It is for this reason that Calvin warned the readers of his Institute to always be on guard, guarding their hearts, making sure they are tearing down the false idols they have constructed. A passage which I can never read without some fear and trembling speaks very loudly to this issue and is found in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Notice, it's not because of a lack of experience or feelings or emotions. It's knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. That's where the knowledge comes from. I will also forget your children. Beloved, let us be ever prayerful and embrace the God of Scripture, asking Him to help us identify and tear down every single idol, like the one in the book, The Shack, which have been erected in the place of the true and living God. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan hard drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.